The House sent its farm-only farm bill to the Senate, and thus the process is underway so the conference can begin. But being the House version is minus the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Debbie Stabenow, chair of the Senate Ag Committee, said there's not much interest, if any, in the Senate to move a split bill.
We could not pass that through the Senate, nor would the President of the United States sign that kind of a bill. That's not something that has the support as an approach. It would be a very short-term approach that would end the coalition between urban and rural communities that has allowed us to have an agriculture and food policy for the country.
But House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas has sent a memo regarding his intention to move forward with the conference on the farm bill. He said while sending the Senate a farm-only farm bill broke with tradition, there is now a vehicle with which to put formal process in place to send a final 2013 farm bill to the president for his signature. And no matter the outcome of the future House consideration of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program reform, Lucas said his opinion is that conversations can and will begin immediately to reconcile the agriculture-related titles with the Senate. And while Lucas admitted there are difficult issues to overcome, he expressed confidence that by listening to producers and doing what is right, an agreement could be reached and a five-year farm bill be sent to the president in the coming months. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.